Said last week that the mashlim were dropping Hilchas Brachos. Leave it for another week, not for this week. David Smas was murdering me on this Avdolah candle, and I think a lot of the Olim were learning in this shoe Hilchas Avdolah. And I must say, I use this candle. I've been using this candle always myself. It's very good. Besides the fact, it looks nice, and it stays on the table. The whole thing is made out of wax. It burns all the way down, this with the outside, with this included, right the way down to the bottom. So that this I had mine for just about a year. A beautiful flame, straightforward. What's the problem? Shabura says, Nukas Avdallah, Reish Tzadiches, base, V'nei sheyeshlo shtei psilois, mikra avuka, you need an avuka for Motzah Shabbos candle, and if it's got two flames together, then that's the equivalent of an avuka. So Lashon Mishibura is Stam ne shebigmaro poiskim hainu ne shal shemen v'komash malon the kivin she'irisim magim zelo zelo mailo ham avuka. They join together, they synchronize at the top, come to one big flame, that's an avuka. V'nei shalonu if you've got a few psilis inside the ne, havi kmoi psila ova, it's the equivalent of just one wider psila, ve'ino chashuva avuka. It's not considered avuka. Ach, im mafrid beineyem shavo, or chelef, you've got something that separates them, ki goin masha oisim, mishavo, shaneres kiluim yachad, let's one of these. You've got a ne, which is plaited, woven, whatever you call it, together. So each one is its own strand coming up, its own nair covered in wax, and it comes together. So it's very clear that you got each one. So you got when they come to the top, the old normal Avdolah candles, so you come, let's say there's five here or six here to the top. So each one is a separate. Pardon?
Doesn't have to be like that.
No. I say this would be the standard example of what the Shmuel says. Yeah. The Shmuel says you got a wick that comes to the top to a separate flame, covered in wax by itself. And that Mishabura says, you see clearly a separate flame. So Mishabura. Ach, in mafrit b'neim shavo, oi chelev, ki goin masha oisim, mishavo, shaneres keluim yachat, oi shemad bik yachat, shtei neres, la'adodi b'eis ha-brocha, they two completely separate neres, and you put them together, b'shas ha-brocha, ze gam ken choshev avuka. But something, says the Mishabura, where you don't have shavo, of dividing them, it's just separate wicks, but they come together to the top and wait one big flame, and that Mishabura says is no good. So Rav David is very correctly that on these candles, here's three. It's actually three separate together. There's nothing in between. There's no shava in between. There's no shava. Shava that when it gets hot, it comes together as one. It's not like these, but at the end of the day, it's come out, this sandwich is setting them aside, keeping them apart to be three separate flames. These, when they come together, they're very, very close to each other, and as soon as it melts, it comes together as one larger flame together. There's nothing divided them. You can look, you see for yourself, there's nothing. It needs to be that it looks not as if it's one wider flame. It looks, B'Shas Mai says, an avuka. And B'Shavu says, how do you look as an avuka? If it's being divided by a separate, like this, it comes together as separate units to the top. So even when it's burning, there's something which are keeping them apart. So you see it as an avuka, as not just one larger flame. But if you got, imagine you skip together. Sometimes people don't have a candle.
Two matches,
it comes from two separate places. Nah. But sometimes to make for Yakin Ahaz, you take a tea light and you put two flames, two wicks inside, and you light that on Leil Yom Tov, like this. That's mamish two flames exactly right next together, two wicks.
Which they sell is two on one candle.
But I think they're further apart. It's not the same. They're a bit further apart. Yeah. It's not exactly two. But there's also something separating here. And that's what Mishabura says. Mishabura says you need that it's set up as a separate psila in order to look at it. You got shava or chelev in between, keeping them apart. This is they're not on mamash on each other, but as soon as you melt it, you got a flame coming out, one wider flame with 3 weeks together, nothing keeping them apart. So who says this is the chatchila de kikiyim of an avuka from Motzei Shabbos? So I've used it for many years, and it's not eingefallen, many months, not being a problem. But when you look at the Mishibura inside and look at this,
you're going to buy one of those this week.
This week I didn't have, because there is, I didn't have. I think they came to the end. But yeah, it's tough to buy next. It's not so simple. If you want the person's trying to be Mahada and doing Vashet Shulchan Aruch and Avuka, it may be that this may not come under the heading of the Rechat Chalidik
Avuka. What is a real Avuka?
This would be an Avuka.
You say it works as an Avuka, but what is a Rechat Chalidik Avuka? What is an Avuka as such?
If you'd have, let's say, a floating candle, floating wicks, and you'd have 3 wicks together, 3 floating, each one is completely its own unit, and it's together a flame, one bigger flame coming out from all of them together, it'd be an avuka. It'd be close enough to each other. And I'm saying, yeah, this is like a this is an avuka. This is avuka, or match would also really be an avuka. A match would also be avuka. You see very clearly it's coming from 2 separate places, and you put it together, so you've got an avuka. But if it looks together as if it's just a wider wick, then it may not constitute it, but as I wanted. For an avuka for Matzah Shabbos. Move across to the Melacha L'day Agoy B'Shabbos. Till now we discussed Parshas Amir L'Akum, and Chelik 2 is not Amir L'Akum, the Poel working on Shabbos. Poel working on Shabbos, which really has 3 separate parts to it. There's a Schiyoim, there's a Kablan, and there's a Oris. So they have to try to get a bit of the basics, and then we'll see how to apply it to deliveries or different pulas which are done for a person on Shabbos, under which heading it comes, and when is it problematic. There's 3 different Musogim of Poelim on Shabbos, and each one has its halachas. There's a schiyoim. Schiyoim is somebody who's employed by me to do work for me, paid by the hour, paid by the week, paid by the month, but his job is nothing to do with the completion of the job. He's working for me hourly, daily, weekly, nothing to do with what he's managed to do. He's employed. As much as he works, that's how much he gets paid. That's the worst poel, because such a poel, we consider him, everything he's doing is for me. He's not working for somebody else. He's not gaining his own benefit from the work being done. The revach is completely for the balabais. That means, of course, every poel, however the poel's working, whether he's a schiyoim, whether he's a kablan, whether he's an oris, however he's getting paid, he's actually not trying to do the yid a favor. He's trying to make some money on the job. That's why he's working. But if he's being paid per hour, then we look at it that the goy, as far as he's concerned, is doing nothing other than working for the yid. The longer the job takes, the more he's going to get paid for it. So he has no really interest in the job. We don't consider him working for himself. He's working solely for the balabos. So he's a shliach for the balabos. If he's a shliach for the balabos, so his work being done for the balabos on Shabbos is problematic. If it's bekabalonus, that means the standard case of a kablin is somebody who gets paid for the job, not for the hour, not by the hour, only for the job. So even though he's only doing the job because he wants to get the money, and he's only doing the job in order that the balabos, the yid, should be happy with it. But at the end of the day, when he's doing the work, he's doing it for his personal interest. He's doing the work in order that it should be completed. The quicker it's completed, the quicker he's off the hook, the quicker he's done his job, he's free to do for whatever he wants. So we look at the work, ki'ilu, as if it's been done more for himself. When he's working to complete the job in order that he should already finish the job. When he's working for the hours, he's working for the balabos. That's it. So every time he's working as the shliach for the balabos. If he's working but kablonus, he's working for himself. He has the interest in the job being completed. So if he's working for himself, it's already easier. That's the schiyoim. There's the kablon, and there's the oris, which he gets a percentage in whatever work is done. He gets from the revochim, 30%, 10%, whatever it is, he's making money on the job, and that's the best, because that's mamish a personal interest, because the kabbalonis, he doesn't really have an interest, he just has an interest in getting the job finished. But Arisus, when he's working, he's getting a percentage of the earnings, so as much as he's working for the balabos, he's mamish working for himself, because as much work as he'll get done, that's how much he's going to gain.
Halachically,
the best, Arisus is the best. Arisus is the best, because there's... We consider it more than the others as if he's working for himself. Kablan is the middle range. He's working for the balabos. He hasn't got a personal interest in the way that the gain of the work is not going to be for him, but just finish his job quicker. So that's the middle stage. Yet, he's not being paid per hour, so he's doing something for himself. It's more of a gain for himself than it is for Schiyom. And a Schiyom, which gets paid by the hour, by the hour, by the day, by the week, wherever it is, he's not going to be marviach, anything at all, by the job being completed quicker. So he's working solely for the balabos. So we look at him as everything that's being done is the being done b'shmichas the balabos, being done b'shmichas the balabos, and really, it's a problem on Shabbos.
What are the dustmen, what are they? Kabbalonis?
Let's say I've asked them to do for me for the job. That's the tzad. The shahana of the Mechasit Zachok is that do you consider that that's meant to be working for the council? Or do you consider them to be working for me? But let's say it be considered working for me. Then it would be kabbalonis. So we'll see whether, if it would be kabbalonis, where the problems would be. If I employ somebody,
and the guy employs somebody else.
Maybe you look as the council. It's because I pay my taxes. That's the shaila. If I ask the council, so they're the one who are managing my affairs, but they're working solely for me. If that's the worst scenario, then the worst case you could look at the council is I pay my taxes to the council, and the council are then on my behalf doing all these jobs. So it makes a difference how many people. There's no difference whether I employ a manager who employs another worker along the way. If I employ a company and the company sublets it to somebody else, then we'll see what those alochas are. But if I call up a company, it makes a difference whether the person I spoke to before Shabbos is the one who's doing the work, or whether he gets workers to work for him. So if you consider the council as if I pay money to the council in order to do job A, B, and C, and one of those jobs are to collect my bins, so then I've paid money to the council that they should employ somebody to fetch my bins on Shabbos. So you could consider the person who goes to collect the bins on Shabbos has been employed directly by me. I pay my council taxes for the council to do these three jobs. One of them is to collect the bins. So I paid him money to get the jobs, the bin collected on the Shabbos. That's what Minchas Yitzchak is busy with. Do you look at it like that? You don't look like that. And if it's kabbalonis, then it has to fit into the term of kabbalonis. And if it's not kabbalonis, then it's going to be mutter, because it's just the council doing whatever they need to do, not working on my behalf. What's easily mistaken is that even if I employ somebody, I pay per hour, but if the hour is for the job, I mean, it's not, if you do manage to complete the job, we don't manage to complete the job, I'm going to pay you per hour. I'll pay you for the job, but the way it will work out, the payment is per hours. We'll see how long did it take you to do it. I don't know if the worker says, I mentioned doing this job, I've got an idea how long it's going to take me to repair the car. We'll see how long it takes, and according to the hour, I'll charge you. So there he's being paid per hour to repair the car, but he's not. He's a kabbalonis. It's the way of working out the kabbalonis is to see how long the job took and then divide it backwards into the how many hours, and then you're paying me per hour. But I'm not paying him really per hour. It's got the mile of kabbalonis, because we said the mile of kabbalonis is that the job. Hagam over here is a bit worse, because the longer it'll take, then the more he's going to get paid for it. He hasn't got the same miler as always the kabbalonis. Kabbalonis is that he's working for himself. But since his schar is dependent on having completed the job, so it also comes under the heading of kabbalonis. Any time that he only gets the payment after he's completed the job, so we say he's working to complete the job. Hagam is going to be marviach in this case, when he work, because the longer it takes, he's getting paid per hour, the longer it takes, then the more he's going to be paid for it. A child woman at home is paid per hour. She's not paid for job. Yes, yeah. It's a schiyah. That's the classical case of a schiyah. Secretary is a schiyah. All these are schiyah. You can have a secretary who's a kabbalan. Depends how, if she's being paid per client that she manages to please, then she's a kabbalan. If I've got she's working, about as many customers as she manages, that she gets a percentage, or she gets paid according to how much.
Not percentage.
She gets paid how many people? Not percentage. A job of not commission. Her payment is according to how much she manages to do.
That's not
schiyah anymore. She's not getting a percentage on the revochim or what came over there. And then that also comes under kabbalonis. Because there, she's not being paid per hour, she's being per job. Anytime she has an interest in the job, the person employed has an interest in the job, then he's a kabbalon. If he has an interest in the hour, so then he's ready a schiyah. A cleaner, you could set up the cleaner theoretically, saying that I pay you for keeping the house clean, and then I'm all. It's not the way one usually pays cleaners. Cleaners one usually pays per hours, how much work you did. So that's automatically. It's yeah. Hagam as if she finishes the she'll only get paid if she starts to clean the house properly. If she says she has to run out after 2 hours. And you'd be very upset with her. It should have taken 2.5 hours, and she left after 2 hours, and it's still dirty. But that's mamash per hour. The whole setup is per hour job. That's what you do. When you give a car to a mechanic, you pay him for the job. You don't know how long it's going to take him to repair it, or he doesn't want to give a price when it may be longer, and he doesn't want to run on a loss. He says, "I'll work it out backwards according to how long it took." But if it's a job, then it's a kabbalonis. If it's an hourly payment, then it's a schiyoyim. Even if it's a schiyoyim, it helps to offer him something substantial, but something much less than the payment upon completion, and that will turn into kabbalonis. You can be a schiyoyim betzem and a kabbalon at the same time, but it's not a stira. Kabbalon has a maila. Schiyoyim has a problem that's completely adaita the balabos. And therefore, if it's only a schiyoyim, it's a problem. If it's a kabbalan, we say kabbalan is a da'at of the nafshik of it. Even if he's doing a job, which the normal way of paying is per hour, and you pay him even if he hasn't completed, but if I make up with him, he's going to get something decent, a decent payment, if he manages to complete the whole job. So we look at him, that he's maybe working also per hour for the balabos, but he's also working for himself because he's going to get that job finished, to get the bonus of quite a big one, and therefore maybe he's working for himself. We have to make, it's not a problem if he's working for the balabos also. They should look that he's working for himself. In order for Chazal to say it's mutter, we can't look at him as if he's working for the balabos, he's working for himself. Either he's working for himself because the whole job is set up in order for him to get his payment, or we consider him working for himself, not if the whole job is set up for the balabos, gets paid per hour, but part of the payment is that he's going to get after he finishes the whole job, so he's also working for himself. As long as he's working for himself, it comes under the category of kabbalonis, and maybe it's going to be mutter. Even if it's considered a schiyoyim, and it's a problem, the hainu, I paid him per hour, it's going to be a problem, we still have most of the normal aterium of shus tishvus. And I'm taking a cleaner, and I'm paying him per hour, so it's going to be a schiyoyim. So it's not worse off than the normal guy in the street. At the same guy in the street, whenever it's going to be mutter, because it's shvus de shvus, the tzarech mitzvah, so the fact that I've employed them per hour, I'm also going to have the heter of like a normal guy in the street. Some of the terim which we discussed in Amir Akum will be problematic. For example, we said there's a heter of remes that without coming on to the terim of normal Amir Akum, but we said if I only said it berumiza, I didn't tell the guy clearly to do it, so I don't consider the guy working for me. That heter won't apply by a schiyoyim. I can't have somebody who's working in my house, and I've got a problem for her work. The person working for me, he gets paid per hour, and I'm going to give him a remez to do the job that I'm paying him 4 per hour, and because I said it birimiza, nefesh become muta. The remiza is just going to get him to do the job, which is getting paid per hour, so having gained. So there are going to be certain problems that are going to be, that won't help the usual work by an outside guy, but since this person is employed by me, it won't help. V'chein, we said there's always a heter called Amir Damir. If I, well, not everybody agreed to it, but we said there's a heter called Amir Damir. I don't tell the guy direct. I tell one guy who tells the second guy. It's not going to help me to tell one guy who's going to tell the guy who gets paid by me per hour to do the job. Because at the end of the day, when the second guy who's doing the job, who's paid per hour, is working for me, so again, he's working for me per hour. So he's working for me. So I spoke to him direct, or I spoke to him indirect through another guy. It's not going to help. So some of their theorem won't work. But by etzem, the klal is that as soon as the person is a schiyoin, that's considered working for me, is the same as a normal guy, whatever their theorem are for a normal guy, for shvus teshus, letzeich mitzvah, whatever it is going to be mutter, even by the schiyoin. Most of our melachas that we ask for a guy to do isn't a schiyoin. A cleaner is taka a schiyoin. A secretary would be a schiyoin, but nobody's employing a secretary on Shabbos, and that's not a gear, the secretary on Shabbos.
Waiter would be a
schiyoin. Waiter would be a schiyoin. Yes, correct. Waiter would be a schiyoin.
So
that's a tzarech mitzvah. It's not a tzarech. The fact that I've got my sheva brachas doesn't help me to get the goy to do.
So how do people carry with that? Waitresses, waiters. What's the hetter?
I'm looking.
Give
a bonus. Have law. For sure, you do include always something beforehand, either preparation beforehand or different zachen in order to avoid me doing it. But if I would get somebody to babysit on Shabbos, or the goy to do the melacha on Shabbos itself, I'd run into a problem. Yeah.
Babysitting,
it doesn't matter. Not for melacha. I've employed. It's not a male akum department. It's a problem of getting somebody to do work for me on Shabbos. Working on Shabbos for me is a problem of schiyum. Yeah. Same thing. I can't employ somebody to do melacha for me on Shabbos. By a yid, be schach Shabbos. But yeah, same thing. Yeah, it's only schach Shabbos. It's not doing for melacha. It's a problem of schach Shabbos. A kablan has its own. Most our malachas that we ask somebody to do comes under the heading of a kablan. A kablan is I employed somebody to do a job, and for example, I get my car to be repaired, I get something to be cleaned, I get something to be fixed, whatever it is. So he gets paid for the job. So we really got a problem of kablanus, and kablanus is easier because we consider the goy to be working for himself.
If you pay him before he
just
starts the job or after he's finished the work?
If it's a schiyoin?
No, kablanus.
Kablanus is mutter. Kablanus is mutter b'tnai certain zachen. When it's awesome, it makes a difference when I pay him. But it's only mutter b'tnai certain zachen. It's mutter b'tnai that I don't tell him clearly to do the work in Shabbos. And it's mutter b'tnai I'm not mavriach from him doing the work in Shabbos. Telling him to do the work on Shabbos doesn't mean I tell him clearly you have to do that work on Shabbos. If I tell him to do the work on Shabbos itself, then you've got a problem of kabbalonis for Shabbos. I've told him to do the work on Shabbos. It's not going to be the ahetim. But even if I don't tell him clearly, if the setup is such that it's going to be muchach from the setup that he's going to have to do on Shabbos, that itself is asking him to do on Shabbos. So, for example, I give my car on Friday, and I tell him I want him on Shabbos, and then on Friday. I give it to him on Wednesday. And I tell him I need it for Motzah Shabbos. And he says, no problem, come and fetch him Motzah Shabbos. He tells you, look, I work according to first come, first served, and I've got 2 days' work, two and a half days' work lined up till I'm going to get to your car, at least. And hopefully I'll get your car done, but it's not going to start before 2.5 days because I can see how the other jobs will take me that long. So he's told me he's going to do it on Shabbos. I never asked him to do it on Shabbos, but he's going to have to do it on Shabbos because he's got other job to do beforehand. Let's ask him to do it on Shabbos, the same thing.
Which outdoors might go quicker.
What?
If
it's considered normal to do it, v'chein, if I ask him to repair a job, and I know that he has to order a piece, or he has to go to a market that's only open on Shabbos, and I give it him on Wednesday, and I'm going to fetch him Motzah Shabbos, I'm going to fetch him Monday morning, but it's closed Sunday, and he's got no time to repair it according to his normal hours, where he has his poelim. Yes, he can pay his workers double pay and keep and get them to be there the whole Motzah Shabbos, but that's not called the normal thing to do, Bichlal. I'm not offering him more money to get the workers to come in on Motzah Shabbos to do it. He's open wherever it is, 6 days a week. He's closed on Sunday, he's open 6 days a week. And on those 6 days a week that he's open, he finishes at 5 o'clock, and the workers take double pay or triple pay to work afterwards. So if it's not going to get done on Shabbos, he's not going to do it. So I've asked him to do it on Shabbos. Boss him say, I don't need to spell it out to work on Shabbos. It needs to be that he's got an easy option or a normal option to do it not on Shabbos in order to be considered that the Kabbalah stuff asked him to do wasn't a job that had to be done on Shabbos. He had the option, the leeway to do it another time. He wants to do it on Shabbos. He's working for himself. He's not Shechiyim. He's getting paid for the job. So he's working for himself. He's not working for the Balabos. Assume as it's not another, it doesn't have the other option for him to work for himself, to do it at different times, so mainly he's working for...
I have to find out what his whole system is.
I don't have to find out, but I'll bring the car around to him, and tells me, listen, of course, if normal would be that he's got some other time, I don't need to question him to find out every single detail, he has to do it. I said, I need it for Friday, for Sunday.
He can work Thursday night, all night if he wants.
If he's the sort of person that usually has the option of working Thursday night, that's one thing. But if you live next door to him and you know he's never open past 5 o'clock, he's strictly closed. And all the times you go around to his garage to give a car after 5 o'clock, he says 5 o'clock is 5 o'clock by me and I'm closed. So you can't say I can give it to him on Wednesday and or Friday give it to him, Thursday give it to him, and he's got the whole Thursday night to stay up. He doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. If it means he's going to be open on Shabbos, the normal way of him working, he hasn't got a normal option of doing it without it being very costly for him, or he can't get the parts only on Shabbos, that's the same as telling him to do on Shabbos, the same as the Kabbalah, so Shabbos.
Is there a problem if he's doing it in your
premises? We'll see that. The value we're talking about, not in my premises, he's doing it in his own premises, but I've asked him to work for me on Shabbos. I can't get somebody to do work for me on Shabbos. Melacha, which I can't do myself, I can't get somebody else to do for me on Shabbos. There's another thing, Schar Shabbos, which is a babysitter's got a problem with Schar Shabbos, that they're not allowed to gain money from Shabbos work which is done on Shabbos. Get somebody to babysit me on Shabbos, not doing a melacha b'chal. It's a problem of Schar Shabbos.
I won't be
Schar Shabbos, but to do melacha asur is going to be a problem of Schiyim. To do melacha asur is going to be a Schiyim. If you're right, if it'd be by the caterer, we wouldn't be doing any melacha. I won't do any melacha. If they'd only be doing serving, then also you won't have to come to Avlo. Then it won't be a problem. Only melacha is a problem. But either Schar Shabbos to buy yid or melacha to do. If he's not doing any melacha at all, I can get somebody.
So
get
babysitter. You could use on Shabbos, basically.
A babysitter goes, who's not doing any melacha, is not going to be a problem. Yes, no problem.
We're
better. Yes, a yid only is a problem of Schar Shabbos.
It's hard to sort out.
We upset them. Said a goy that's doing no melachas at all is a problem. But we'll see. But the waitress, but they all have to come if it's included in the job to come along and take out the plugs afterwards or clean up. If it's included, or how you get around it, you don't get around it. It's only for Shabbos. Maybe there is not that job on Shabbos, or maybe that job is always going to finish on Shabbos. Well, leave the waiter aside. Waiters are quite complicated. But be'etzem yid on Shabbos, the melacha that we're discussing now, schi yoim or Kablon or Oris is to do something which is also for me to do. I'm doing it via somebody else. And that's what language, that's not a get a babysitter's bechra. Yeah, a part is a very shechta gezach. You give your car in and he says I have to order it online and it's only going to come in. It's going to take me 3 days to get it in. That's standard. It's 3 days to come in, and I can't get it before then. So when's the earliest date you can have it by? So tell me, look, it's going to come on Saturday, and then I can have it you after Saturday, come after your Sabbath is over, you come and fetch it. So I've told him very clearly to do that job on Shabbos. It doesn't help the fact that I gave him 3 days in advance. It makes no difference to me if maybe other times he would have had that part, he would be able to do it straight away. He's told me he can get that part only on Shabbos. And I've asked him to fetch it from him on Shabbos. So I've asked him to do the job for me on Shabbos. That doesn't have a heta.
I had yesterday, actually, I had a tire that went, I called the mobile tire camera, and they said, we'll be coming later in the day, we'll keep phoning and tell you. So he rang me up about 1:30, and he said, coming 2:15. It turns up, and the price is agreed because it's, you know, it's already negotiated beforehand. And he comes with this thing, and he has like an internal machine that he uses to pump the tire out, and it won't work, and he's stuck. He's got to take my tire and go back to the depot and pump the tire up in the depot and then bring it back to the car and fit it. Now, he assured me that it's only 10 minutes away and that he will be able to do it well before Shabbos. But let's say he would have had to go for an hour or somewhere and come back, and he would have definitely come back after Shabbos. So I now know that what started out as being a kablonos that had no shaykhus to what was Shabbos suddenly turns into something
it's also
that's
a problem.
Going to run into Shabbos.
It's also a problem. Also a problem. If at the end of the day, because of the circumstance, it's caused it to turn into a job that has to be done on Shabbos, then it's going to be a problem. If now when it's
stop
here, you can't do it from Shabbos. You're allowing him now to take your tithes. I think I'm awfully sorry. I did hope it would be a quicker job. The only way over here, I'll do it as quick as I can. And they say, so if you tell him I don't need it at all for Shabbos, I don't need it for Sunday, got till Monday, then he's working for himself. The fact that he's going to do it quicker. But if he knows, he starts, that's when they advertise himself, that they'll do a quick job, quick repair, and that's what it's spare repair. So they're going to bring you back, and you're demanding that service. You want it to be ready for you straight away after Shabbos, and then you've asked him to do it. So now the circumstances are such that he has to work on Shabbos. He's working for you on Shabbos. Is a problem. You would have had to tell him to stop.
He came about 30 minutes before Shabbos.
So then, if he had the option of doing it beforehand, then the fact that he went slower is for himself a problem. But if it was clear that he's going to have to finish it on Shabbos and he's working for you, you have to get him to stop it, not to do it on Shabbos. The standard case of all the people who work on property and you agree with the company, you agree with whoever it is, that if anything goes wrong, then you rent out property, so you can't have that there should be a leak and it's not seen to for a certain amount of time. Right, if you work together with the council, so then they're very strict exactly how quick the property has to be repaired in order to be considered having given a good customer service to the tenants. So I have a property and I've given it over to a company or given it over to somebody to repair. So I've asked this company that if anything goes wrong, then you should repair it straight away. So the fact that I have an agreement with the company the rest of the week, the fact that I didn't know anything in advance before Shabbos that something would go wrong, that part doesn't make a difference, because I've asked the company, I've asked the goy, he should work on all my properties, that when anything goes wrong, he should repair it as quick as possible. So as soon as something goes wrong on Shabbos, he's now in a rush to get that repair job done straight away. So he's a kablan, because he's not getting paid per hour, he's getting paid per job. But he's getting paid per job, which has to take place on Shabbos. And that is the huge problem when any person is in managing properties. That's what this problem is. Kablonus, it's not schiyim, it's kablonus. But it's kablonus that has to get done on Shabbos. A kablonus that I didn't know in advance, I'm going to employ him to do it after Shabbos. My opmach is for all days in the week. But that's what happened now, is that the job has to be done on Shabbos. So as soon as something goes wrong, and they're going to call up whichever person is who's going to be employed by me, the owner, to do the job. He's going to be paid by me to do the job. So I've asked the kablan to do a job on Shabbos. So this is the standard case of a kablan b'Shabbos, is any person who has a property. That's one problem always of kablanus. That means kablanus is b'etzem better than s'chiyoim. But kablanus has a problem if, for whatever reason, it has to be done on Shabbos. And there's another problem, which is if the yid's mavir from it taking place on Shabbos. And the fact that the yid has an avocha for the job being done on Shabbos, that itself considers the job as being a job which is done I died to Yisrael. That means even though we said earlier you can be a Shechiyom and a Kablonis at the same time, the fact that you're being paid by the hour or being paid by the job overrides the Shechiyom. We consider that the guy is working for himself. Here, we don't say that. That means even it may could even be considered Poskin, even if the guy's got also Revachim, it doesn't matter. The fact that the Yid has a Revach in this job taking place on Shabbos, then that makes it a problem for the goy to be able to do it, even with Kabbalonis. For example, what would be, I need my car repaired for Motzei Shabbos. If it's not going to be repaired for Motzei Shabbos, you have garnish from it. Nothing at all. No miler from it. I go to a goy, I go to a garage, and give it to the garage on Erev Shabbos, and tell him that, do you mind repairing my car? And he doesn't commit himself to do it after on Shabbos. He's committed himself for the job, Kabbalonis. But for me, if the car is not going to be repaired on Shabbos, it's nothing. I've rented the car, place wherever it is. I've got Shemata Kamsam Jels, which I need to do to get for one trip. Either it's repaired on Shabbos, I've got something from it. Not repaired on Shabbos, I have garnish from it. So I'll go to the goy, tell him to do the job, Kabbalonis. It doesn't have to be done after on Shabbos. And if he does on Shabbos, he's doing it for himself. So I've got the car repaired and I'll use him on Shabbos. That's also. Because I'm avich, that job needs to be done for me on Shabbos. The fact that the goy doesn't have to do it on Shabbos is not a reason for it to be mutter. The goy doing it on Shabbos, when it doesn't mitzidi need to be done after on Shabbos, and the goy doesn't need to do it after on Shabbos, so maybe like I said, that the goy had to do nafshei. Oh, but the goy doing it for himself, even though he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos, but I need it to be done after on Shabbos, so that's working for me. That's for me, Revach on Shabbos, and I don't consider the guy doing it for himself, since it's a sort of job that I need to be done on Shabbos, that itself makes it that he's done for me on Shabbos is going to be a problem.
I leave enough time before Shabbos that he could do it before Shabbos, and that's... I give it to him on Friday lunchtime, and there's not, he may have other work to do, he'll do beforehand.
Yes, I don't know Revach Dafka Shabbos could be done Dafka before Shabbos. I don't know it's going to take place on Shabbos Bechal.
I need it for Shabbos, but that's okay.
Yeah, because it doesn't have to be done Dafka Shabbos. It could be done long before, long for Shabbos. I go the other way around. I can give it to done after Shabbos. And the only way it's going to work for me is it's going to be done on Shabbos. But it doesn't have to do on Shabbos. But the fact that for me, it needs to be done. Let's say your car broke down on Friday. So you go, good answer, go to the goy, give it him an hour before Shabbos. And it'll be a risk, because on Atzadis it won't be repaired, then you're going to run into a problem. It won't be repaired. So you'll go to Motzei Shabbos, you go around to him. Can't get him on Erev Shabbos and say, I need my car done as soon as possible. He's not committing himself to do it on Shabbos, he can do it whenever it is. You go around to him Motzei Shabbos, and you see if the job is not done, say that, forget it, I don't need it done anymore. And if it was done, Matev Amonim, so that whole job which took place on Shabbos was a revach for you, and if it wouldn't have taken place on Shabbos, you wouldn't have had it. That's also. But he's doing it for me also. He did it for himself, but since it's a melacha that for me needed to take place on Shabbos, that itself makes it as if a melacha is done for me. That itself turns as if it's done for me. I think a goy. I have a bathhouse, which gets the Shulchan Aruch discusses. I have a bathhouse, and I can do the work myself, but I'm right away through the week. I take a goy, and every goy is going to come to the bathhouse on Shabbos is going to be hakel revach for me, because it's not shaykh for that goy who comes on Shabbos. It's either I give him the service on Shabbos, and he uses the bathhouse, and I make a percentage from it. Or he doesn't. I don't offer the service on Shabbos for the bathhouse, and he's not going to come on Sunday again. Sunday will be other clients. Every day I'm open, I get a certain amount of people that come and use it. So even if I give it over to somebody for Kabbalonus, but every goy that's now coming to the bathhouse on Shabbos is a new revach for me, because every client that turns up is something. If he won't get done today, he won't come another day. So that's called a revach for the Yid. A revach for the Yid, when it's a kabbalonus that has to be done on Shabbos, is itself a problem. So kabbalonus, we've got two things. It's the vaila, what we saw. We saw the vaila, schiyoim. Schiyoim is the worst of them. And schiyoim is a problem to get a goy to do for me on Shabbos if the only way he's going to do get his payment is for the hour, not dependent on the job being done. So he's working for me on Shabbos, Mamela, that's a problem. Kabbalonis is working for me for the job, even if he's getting paid per hour also, but he's getting a nice amount for the end of the job. Kabbalonis considered working for himself, Mamela Tzmuta, unless either he has to do the job on Shabbos, the opmach is to do the job on Shabbos, or the circumstances are machayev that the job should take place on Shabbos, or if the yid has a revach from the fact that it's taking place on Shabbos, those two problems make kabbalonis being osa. On them, kabbalonis is muta. And then there's the third one, which is the oris. And the oris is he's getting a percentage on whichever melacha I've asked him to do. And then, even al atzad is Yisrael's marviach, but since the goy has such a huge interest because he's getting a percentage in the revachim, therefore made it muta for it to do on Shabbos. B'makim hefsa meruba, that's a heta which always comes into kabbalonis. Not into schiyoim, but into kabbalonis. B'makim hefsa meruba, the motcha brings down from Rambam Rottenberg that a person was employed by the melech to claim all the taxes on behalf of the melech. If he wouldn't claim the taxes on Shabbos, so he'd run into huge hefsedim. The job he got was the revenues will only be so if he's going to claim tax 7 days of the week. So Mamela is going to be worthwhile, the job. Al-Atzad is going to lose out from the whole Shabbos, not being able to claim the taxes. It's going to be considered Hefsed Meruba. So the Maram Rottenberg, Kabbalonis, B'mokim, Hefsed Meruba, is Mutar on Shabbos. B'tnai, that according to some, if it's going to be, first of all, it has to be a big Hefsed Meruba. The reason why we're matter at Kabbalonis, B'mokim, Hefsed Meruba, is because we say, if we're not going to be matter him to do it, he's going to come and do a melacha himself. So in order to avoid the melacha himself, we're matter Kabbalonis. Kabbalonis is not really awesome Eikadin. The goy is doing the work. I'm not doing the work. It's the goy doing the work. So it's awesome with Rabbonim to get the goy to do the work for me on Shabbos. So Chazal said that if I'm getting a goy to do work on Shabbos, and the goy, if I don't get him to do it, I'm going to lose a lot of money. So B'makom Hesed Meruba, if, according to the Bais Yosef, there's a Rashash is going to do Melacha Deraisa, that means if the goy won't do it, I'm going to come to the Ksiva. According to the Mishaburas, seems to be Mekel, even Atzad is not Melacha Deraisa, no Chashash Ksiva, but I'm going to land up doing something which is also for me to do on Shabbos, even if it's not Melacha Deraisa. We're worried that he's going to do work on Shabbos, and therefore we say it's Mutter B'makom Hesed Meruba to allow Melacha to be done on Shabbos. The Kabbalonis. So Kabbalonis is usually restricted unless B'makom Hesed Meruba. And that's also always the big Shaila, what's called Hesed Meruba, whether Menias Revochim comes under Hesed Meruba. Do we say only a loss, or do we say even Al Atzad, as I'm going to not make as much as Revochim as I should do, does that also come under Hesed Meruba? That's a Shaila in the Pasim, it's always Negev B'Cholamoyed. People say that you take workers, and I'm going to close my shop on Cholamoyed, I'm going to lose out. If I'm going to lose out, I'm paying the same taxes, I'm paying my workers the same weekly wage, but I'm closed on Chol HaMoed, so Chabay said, I'm paying the work, I'm paying my taxes, and I'm not getting, in exchange for everything that I'm paying, I'm not making Revachim. Is that called Hefzid? Or is that called Minis Revach? A lot hold, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, that's called Minis Revach, that's not called Hefzid. Stapler told my father-in-law, comes to Chol HaMoed, the person has employees, go show workers, and for the holidays they get off. And other times, the holidays they get off. So our Yiddish holidays also get off. When they're off on the Gosh holidays, it's going to cost them, you're also paying them, and you're not getting anything in exchange. And on some holidays, they get a week off, and they're not working. Nevertheless, you have to pay it. That's as you look at the overall business, and the overall business is with its Revochim, and the certain times in the year that I'm paying my costs, and I don't get something in exchange for it. Chol HaMoed may also come under that heading. Chol HaMoed is that I'm paying, I'm not getting an exchange, but I'm not losing. Yes, if I'm going to lose a customer who's going to call up, he's not going to be able to answer the phone, we get the job, I'm closed for a week, I'm going to lose customers. That's a different story. But not every time Menorah Sevochim comes under that. The Poskim is a Gosh Hashanah when it comes to Kabbalonis, whether Menorah Sevochim does or doesn't come under it. That's a heter which one needs to know, which Shulchan Aruch says when it comes to Kabbalonis. But, and here's the it's getting late, just the basic chashash of Maris Ayam. We discussed that there's three things the Mishnah will apply to various Echetimses next week. But just the klolim. The klolim is Schiyoim is a problem because it works in an hour. Is a problem to get done on Shabbos. Kablonis is Mutter on Shabbos. Oba, if it's Kablonis to be done Dafka on Shabbos, or Kablonis that I've got a Revach is a problem on Shabbos. Arisis, even outside I've got a Revach, is Mutter on Shabbos. Kablonis is Mutter when there's a Hefsel Meruba. Oh, but it's very wichtig, there can't be a problem of Maris Ayin. That means I can't do a Kablonis if there's a problem of Maris Ayin, which means either the good comes inside my house, or he's taking something which is claw, that's my item. Then I've got a problem of Kablonis, because even if I've done it by Kablonis, people are going to think that I've employed him for the day or I've asked him to do the work on Shabbos. Unless it's something which is not by Mechuba, the mistake in my item, and it's not clear that the derech is to do it by Kablonis, then it's Mutter. So if I've got a car, and everybody knows my registration number, and he's going to repair the car in his place, even if he's going to do it on Shabbos, but if I've done Kablonis in a way that's Mutter, I've told him I'm going to pay him for the job, even if he lands up doing it on Shabbos and somebody goes past and says, hey, but your car's being repaired on Shabbos, but it doesn't matter. Everybody knows that cars don't get paid per hour. Cars get paid per job. So it's claw Kablonis. And there's no problem with Maris Ayin. If it'd be in my house, then it wouldn't have Eta, because it's coming to my property. It would be a problem, because in my property, we're not Mate.
Outside the front door, take a car outside the front
door. No problem, that's the problem. It's a tattling. It's not. No, if it's in my
property. In front of
the house. Outside my house is in the street. That's not. It's a bias. That's a problem. Something which is always done by Kabbalonis, the bias itself will machme, even if it's mlochas in the soda, the mlocha brings down a machlekes. The bias itself will machme. You know what's very interesting is when a person has a house for sale, or a person has properties, that's where it always comes very unclear. You've got properties, and you want to have a viewing on Shabbos. So you give it over to an agent to come, and they get a percentage, either it's Kabbalonis for the job that they're doing.
Is it malocha?
Is there a malocha of a potential mischa? I mean, that's part of Masamatan, yeah? It's like a Masamatan. They're trying to find a buyer for my house. So I take somebody to come into my house, and I've got the house which isn't in the area, but I'm getting a goy to come along and do it. Do you consider it? If it's not known to be a Yitz house, Bechlal, so it's not a known house, there's no problem with Maris Ayin, so it's got Kablonis. But if you're doing a Kablonis for something which is in the bias, and even I've got further out, I've given it over to the Gosha company, they're coming to do it. Do you consider it, after you've given it over to the Gosha company to do it, really you haven't got a day of Bechlal? Is it Kelu Molocha done in a bias, or is it the bias itself?
I'm saying that,
also for me to bring a goy. Also for me to do it, to bring somebody to check my house on Shabbos. I can't bring somebody there. That's the derech mechira. It doesn't matter. That's part of the mechira, is to try and sell it. That's the way you sell it.
So what's
it? I'm a Shabbos. I can't sell it.
It's not Maris Ayin. It's out there. It's not Maris Ayin.
No. If I've got a house which is in the area, then it's a problem with Maris Ayin. If we give over to a state agent, so that's claw a Kablonis when he's doing it for himself. It's Kablonis. But we said Kablonis, even on a bias, is a problem. Is this considered Melechas bias, or is it not Melechas bias? I've given over my house for him to try and sell it. So a bias, we said to do Melocha on a bias, everybody knows it's my bias. But this is the sort of Melocha that every time when it's done in the bias, is always the agent working for himself. That's a shayla in the passing, which is not clear. I've got a house in the area which the goy's given over to a state agent to try and sell, whether it's a problem or not. We'll go next week and we'll jump into more details.
In the area, why it's not being outside?
Because it's always there for Kablonis. If I get my car in the area, it's also not a problem. The car was my
It's not Maris Ayin, even if it's Lidukas has a mechanics in the area.